They purchased in 1991 with no, and you don't have the purchase price.
No, but it does have some information on here. In my opinion, lots 29 and 30 are valued at 50 cents per square foot at $43,560 square foot per acre lot. 29 is valued at $21,344, and lot 30 is valued at $21,780 for a combined total of $43,124. Please take this under advisement and thank you.
Where is...
This is behind, I think, the old Walmart.
It does have a sell price in here from 2010 of $73,000.
Of how much?
$73,000.
Is that Pete Ray's old
property? Yeah.
Is it? Is that that corner where that corner lot is? Where it's not actually a corner, it's where it sweeps around there.
There's a apartment building right
around the corner from it. Does he understand the historical value he has right there with that
property? Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering. It's just... Man, you can't replace that historical value.
No.
$0.50 a square foot. Is there anything selling in Branson $0.50 a square foot?
Well, I don't know if this can be.
Brandon might buy it.
No, I wouldn't buy it. The historical value is not there.
Anybody know who Johnny Moore is?
Yep, I know John Moore.
That's who wrote that book.
No.
See, there's a letter right there on the screen.
Okay.
He's been in here.
So they're wanting to lower it from 53 to 43?
Each one.
And there's two of them.
He's saying
the combined.
For 43.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like a bad acre. It's clear.
No, it's...
That's 2 acres. 1 acre.
And it's on that... What I thought it was, it's that sweeping access. He's got access on... It wouldn't be like a corner lot, but it's almost that way. Look at the... It's on a curved lot, I guess.
Curved lot.
Yeah, not a corner lot. Is it steep?
I think it is.
Didn't say anything about any obsolescence factors, so.
Yeah, they have that whole end right there. Both of those properties.
Looks like a bad property to me.
Was there any comps other than the letter?
I don't have it. Well, they've got that purchase information.
That's what I'm trying to. 10 acre,
on the way to that year.
Sale price,
$150,000.
I know
right
where that's at. Huh? RK Sheik Club. Yeah. What are they saying about that? Date of sale.
That's the comparable he's using for?
Well, it's for 10 acres. I don't know where we're getting the 34 cents.
That's a comparable on this?
No, it's not. That can't be.
I don't know, Jerry, something says data source buyer to Jerry Jeske.
The data, I guess, was given from the buyer to the appraiser, maybe? I don't know.
So he bought both of them for $73,000.
But this...
this property we're looking at?
Yes, sir. Lincoln Land, convertible number one. I think that's his property, though. He stopped with it.
Yes, it is.
That's 9.3 acres.
Are we on a different spot than...
No, he's using a Acacia Club property to compare as a comparable to this one in Branson. And they're both, the reason he's using it for comparables is because they're both about the same acreage, right?
Looks like it.
But you can't use a comparable of Acacia Club Road to...
something right off of Fall Creek Road.
Yeah.
Well, if you're buying it, you can. But if you're trying to sell it, you don't want to.
Well, we can wait until they show up with more evidence, but we got a better idea of what's going on here now. Is that another comparable?
It's another comparable.
Well, I mean, his property's all cleared with a street that's going around both sides of it. I don't even have a finished street to it.
Well, but this one sold for $675,000.
It's only 4 acres.
For 4.4 acres.
That's ridiculous.
It's like, well, we might be not a... There might
be more to it.
That's what I'm wondering.
There may be a gold mine there in the middle of one of them.
Could be.
I seen an old Western last night where they had some buried.
I kind of wish we had Colonel Kerbo here to speak his mind a little more. Jeff, you're kind of letting us down.
I bet I'd get him traded out of that truck this year.
I don't know. He's pretty fond of that truck.
Isn't he a dandy? Are we going to recess now?
Yeah, we can. Let's recess.